and Call Me Angry, a Black woman's memoir on racism in philanthropy. In it, I detail my experiences of racial trauma at work when I served as the president and CEO of a private foundation in Washington, D.C. Since then, I have heard from hundreds of Black women with similar experiences at NGOs, in academia, and in the philanthropic and public sectors in the U.S. and around the world. After Dr. Claudine Gay was forced to resign from Harvard University, I conducted an informal survey of Black women who had been fired or forced to resign. The results are devastating. Black women spoke about depression, anxiety, insomnia, fatigue, despair, self-harm, and suicide ideation. They spoke about increases in blood pressure, gastrointestinal issues, and headaches. Black women's bodies are breaking down. Not only are we living sicker, we are dying earlier. Dr. Arlene Geronimus coined the term weathering to describe this phenomenon. In plain language, weathering means that someone like me, who is chronologically 48 years old, could be biologically 55 years old due to accelerated aging. This is the case even though we say Black don't crack. Then the financial impacts, careers derailed, income denied, a racialized and gendered economic injustice. Let's not forget that Black women have experienced a particular kind of harm from the beginning of colonization to present-day workplace plantations. This current-day manifestation of harm against Black women at work is simply a continuation of the extraction from Black women that we have seen for centuries. Our coalition, Black Women for Liberated Workplaces, joins others who have recommended that the forum create a working group dedicated to the experience of Black women in the diaspora.
Thank you.